It's time for the Rock Report on 106.5 The Buzz.
Brought to you by Charter Communications. I'm Otto. Rob Zombie is forced to cut short his Sunday night set at Rockfest in Kadot due to throat problems. After performing only two songs, a raspy-voiced Zombie apologized to the festival crowd before walking off stage. Rockfest apologized and shared a statement from Rob also apologizing earlier Monday on Facebook. You can find video from the show and full statements in the Rock Report blog. Scott Weiland said in a recent interview he's open to playing with his former Velvet Revolver bandmates. Weiland told a French newspaper, La Presse, that he is on good terms with the band and called them about playing again. He did admit he wouldn't want to do the band full-time, but would be open to doing festival dates. In response, Slash told the Toronto Star he could see Weiland coming back to the group, but doesn't see Weiland being accepted back into the group. Slash added they are still looking for a new lead singer, and there is activity under the radar, much as there has been for the past six and a half years. Conflicting reports are out this week about John Bon Jovi and a group from Toronto wanting to buy the Buffalo Bills and move them to Toronto. Bills owner Ralph Wilson died back in March, and his family has put the team up for sale. The Toronto Sun cites multiple sources, stating the group has publicly stated it would not move the franchise if the bid is successful. Other reports have been to the contrary. The Bills could cost Bon Jovi and his group of investors around $1 billion. Primus drummer Tim Alexander was rushed to the hospital after suffering a heart attack last Thursday. Frontman Les Claypool posted on the band's Facebook page giving details about Alexander's condition and the upcoming surgical procedure, calling his surgery a bypass to remove a blockage from arteries near the heart. Alexander was the original drummer for Primus, but took about a seven-year hiatus in the mid-90s. He also plays in Pucifer with Tool lead singer Maynard James Keenan. No word on how long the surgery will sideline him for. Also in the Rock Report blog today, Godsmack has unveiled another new song entitled Generation Day from their 1,000 Horsepower album due out August 5th. There's a link to Tom Petty's upcoming album, Hypnotic Eye, due out July 29th, which is currently streaming in full on NPR's website. Metallica's official YouTube channel has uploaded footage from July 8th in Prague, Czechoslovakia, and the band also had a blooper reel from their recent ESPN SportsCenter commercial. And that is the Rock Report, brought to you by Charter Communications. For these stories and more, including audio, video, and links, go to the Rock Report blog, 106.5thebuzz.com.